99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump is set to make an announcement today on autism. The Washington Post reports the administration is going to link Tylenol use during pregnancy to the development of autism. Tylenol's manufacturer says science shows this is not true. Autism expert at the University of Pennsylvania, David Mandel, says,
I'm very concerned that women who experience fevers will elect not to treat that fever because we know the fever is associated with poor child outcomes.
Tens of thousands of people, including President Trump, Vice President J.D. Vance, and a number of cabinet members, attended the public memorial for Charlie Kirk in Arizona. The widow of the slain conservative activist said she forgives her husband's killer because it's what Charlie would have done. The San Francisco Bay Area was shaken awake by a magnitude 4.4 earthquake in Berkeley this morning. No reports of damage or injuries. And the 80th United Nations General Assembly opens today. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Supporters of potential Republican gubernatorial candidate Congressman Tom Tiffany plan an event this week. A digital flyer paid for by Tiffany for Wisconsin encourages people to save 6 p.m. Wednesday for an event in Wausau. Tiffany has said he expects to make an announcement on a gubernatorial run by the end of September. A trial begins today in Marathon County Court for a Jordanian man accused of sexual assault in Wausau. Mohammed Al-Siouri is accused of forcing himself on a Wausau woman after she turned down his advances. The two are said to be married under Sharia law, though no record of the marriage exists in government records. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources stresses that hunters know the difference between deer and elk during the deer bow hunting season. The DNR says elk will typically be much larger than deer and have a different coloration. More information can be found on the DNR's website. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
City weather. Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some patchy fog possible early, otherwise more clouds than sun, with a few showers and perhaps a thunderstorm around in the afternoon. High temperatures in the mid-70s. For tonight, an isolated shower or storm this evening, and then some patchy fog possible late with a low near 59. Whole Home Connect, better streaming and internet speeds. Call today to save at 800-217-9129. It's 58 at our studios.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Graham peeling out to join you on your Monday morning, 6:05. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee at 108 3rd Street, opening at 7. Here is Bobby Brown, my prerogative on Max FM.
Say I'm crazy, I really don't care. That's my prerogative. They say I'm nasty, but I don't give a damn. Getting girls is how I live. Some ask me questions, why am I so real? But they don't understand me, or really don't know the deal about a brother trying hard to make it right. Not long ago, before I win this fight, say,
everybody's talking all this stuff about me. Why don't they just let me live?
Tell me why.
I don't need permission, make my own decisions. Oh, that's my prerogative.
It's my prerogative.
It's the way that I want to live.
It's my
just what I feel.
It's my life.
Nobody can tell me what to do.
It's my life.
Cause what you're doing, I'm doing for you now.
Don't get me wrong, I'm really not soup. Eagle trips is not my thing. All these strange relationships really gets me down. I see nothing wrong with spreading myself around.
Say, everybody's talking.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh's hometown station.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Happy Monday morning, everyone. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. They open at 7 a.m., 108 3rd Street, right here in downtown Baraboo. Currently have to wait just a little bit because it's 6:12 on Monday morning. Let's take a look at our weather forecast for today. We're looking at we could have a slight chance of showers this morning, and then this afternoon we could see additional shower and thunderstorm chances with a high of 76. Tonight, shower and thunderstorm chances continue. We're going to keep tabs on those throughout the afternoon and evening with a low of 60 degrees. Tomorrow morning, patchy fog is possible to start our day, mostly cloudy with a high of 74. On Wednesday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high of 70. Thursday, partly sunny, a high of 73. We'll take a quick peek at the weekend. Highs in the high 70s, lows in the 50s. Currently, it is 58 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios. We have a very busy week ahead of us this week. We have the Max FM Hope House Radio Request-a-thon for Purple Thursday. This Thursday, starting at 7 a.m., you get to take over the airways. You get to pick the songs we play from 7 a.m. to at least 4 p.m. with a donation to Hope House. Minimum $5 donation gets your song on the air. A minimum $10 donation gets a dedication. If you want to bump a song, $25 minimum donation to bump what is playing and to get a new song on the air immediately. If you would like to donate in advance, you can go over to max.fm, click on our community calendar, click on Thursday for the Hope House Radio Request-a-thon. There's a link to make a donation ahead of time. Or if you'd like to drop a check off for Hope House, written out to Hope House, email dave at max.fm, and we will make sure to get that check to them on Thursday. We have a lofty goal to be at $2,500 before Thursday morning. If you can help us out, you can email dave at max.fm or text us 608-355-9970. Emily, I'll talk about more what we're going to be doing if we hit that $2,500 goal before Thursday morning. The other exciting news, our multi-state text-to-win contest, Go for the Green and Gold, is back today, 7 a.m. Yes, daily prize of $200 cash and a piece of gold jewelry. And you get entered into the grand prize drawing to see Green Bay take on Minnesota. Yes, that's going to be a great game. You have chances to win today, 7 a.m., 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., and 7 p.m. I will give out our first keyword in the contest today. Listen all week this week and next week for your chances to win. We are so excited to get you guys back into the swing of things with this fall. You can text in via that free Civic Media app. Make sure you have that installed, ready to go. We want you to win today. We thank Backrow, Baraboo Motors, State Farm Insurance, Agent Chris Stanton, and the Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster for sponsoring our multi-state text-to-win contest. Yes, next year, the first keyword, 7 a.m. this morning with Emily and myself. And yeah, I'm going to have another one right at 9 a.m. this morning as well. So we're going to keep it moving right along on your Monday morning. Coming up at 8:35, hanging with Hobble and Dave. Yeah, that Packer game yesterday. I've been trying to avoid talking about that this whole morning. Yeah, I don't know what to make of that. Still in shock, losing to the Browns in the final seconds. We'll talk about all that at 8:35. Both Chris and I were in shock yesterday trying to analyze what we're going to talk about with that this morning. We did not expect that. I will say both of us had the Packers winning. We did not expect to see what happened yesterday. I'm in shock. A lot of weird things happened in the NFL yesterday as well, and we definitely, unfortunately, were one of those as well. So, yep, Chris and I'll talk more about that today at 8:35, hanging with Hovland David. We'll get you back into some more great music this morning because it is Monday and we want to keep it moving along. Pretty quiet in downtown Baraboo so far. A little bit dark out as well. I see all the street lights on, so yeah, I'm hungry already too. It's breakfast time, 38 special on Max FM.
You see it all around you. Good loving gone bad. And usually it's too late when you realize what you had. And my mind goes back to a girl I met 12 years ago. Who told me? Just hold on. Yeah.
is like a road that you travel on. When there's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart free and lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Life is a highway, I won't ride it all night long. If you're going my way, I wanna drive it all night long. Through all these cities and all these towns, it's in my blood and it's all around. I loved you now like I loved you then. This is the road and these are the hills. From Mozambique to those Memphis nights, knock me down, I'm back up again. You're in my blood, I'm not a lonely man. There's no load I can't hold. Roads are rough, this I know. I'll be there when the light comes in. Just tell them we're a survivor. Life is a highway, I won't ride it all night long. If you're going my way, I wanna drive it all night.
And more 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:25 on Monday morning. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. They'll be open in 35 minutes at 108 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo for all your coffee needs. As a reminder, make sure you have that free Silk Media app installed, ready to go on your mobile device. It is Go for the Greener Gold Multi-State Text to Win Contest. We will have our first keyword a little after 7 a.m. I'll be handing out keywords this morning at 7 a.m., 9 a.m. Jay Roberts will have some keywords at 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and those will continue throughout the day today. We're excited for your chance to win $200 cash and gold jewelry in our daily giveaway and tickets to see Green Bay taking on Minnesota in November. So excited to see that happening. So I'm excited. I want you to win this morning. Again, first keyword starting a little after 7 a.m. this morning. Make sure you have the free Civ Media app installed and ready to go on your mobile device. Don't forget, you can also text us at 608-355-9970. birthdays and anniversaries will be celebrated at 7:40 a.m. this morning. Now, last night, there was a Grammy salute to Earth, Wind, and Fire. And that was on last night, famously called by the 21st night of September. Most of the show featured them live at the Hollywood Bowl on July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Now, here's some of the finale with 4th of July fireworks going on during and after the song. They also performed with a complete orchestra. This is just a short edit of what was heard last night. This was pretty amazing. Watched a little bit of this last night. Not going to be able to play it all this morning, of course.
Do you remember 21st night of September? Love was changing my mind and pretender for chasing the clouds away. Arms are ringing.
Again, we're listening to an excerpt of the finale Grammy tribute to Earth, Wind, and Fire that was on last night. So that was Earth, Wind, and Fire. They were live July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, and that aired last night. What an amazing show. They still have it, and you could hear the fireworks in the background. What a neat thing that they got to do. And that was a two-hour show that was on last night. And for those that were wondering where Big Brother was at, that is why Big Brother was delayed till 9 o'clock, which, for anyone that knows me, yes, we watch Big Brother. Unfortunately, we'll be watching that on DVR because some of us fell asleep in our household last night before that show was finished. So, yeah. Great tribute last night to Earth, Wind, and Fire. Coming up, we're going to have a look at local sports, regional sports, and a full look at our weather forecast. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee.
Power your day with Powerline Coffee. Conveniently located on 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo, enjoy delicious coffee and breakfast items, or stop in for lunch. Powerline Coffee has your favorite coffee, tea, soda, or other delicious hot or cold beverages starting at 7 a.m. every day. They serve breakfast sandwiches, pastries, croissant sandwiches, their famous BLT, and so much more. Check out their social media pages for musical entertainment and other events. Power your day with Powerline Coffee.
Fast, reliable, affordable. Most internet services don't give you all three, but U.S. Cellular Home Internet does. A trio in perfect harmony. Fast speeds, a solid network, and just $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details. And with our fastest 5G Plus plan, get a $200 gift card. Visit CellPlus, your local authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, Reedsburg, and Mauston.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Contact State Farm agent Chris Stanton to bundle and save today.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Mike Y here from Weichert Realtors Great Day Group. I want to tell you about a beautiful mid-century colonial home I have listed at 420 14th Street, Baraboo. It would blow your mind with its 5-bedroom, 3.5-bath, 2-car attached garage. It has an oversized yard with beautiful mature landscaping and a 3-season room. Patrick, take it away.
I wanted to let you know about a recent price reduction on my listing at 332 4th Ave. This property is fresh on the market and sits in a prime location. It's a fantastic opportunity and move-in ready for the right buyer with convenient locations near schools, shops, and downtown Baraboo. For more information, check out greatdaybrokers.com.
This is Dave Grant with your Max FM Sports Report from Friday night. Porters was defeated by Edgewood 28-16. Monhorb was victorious 44-19 versus Stoughton. Sauk Prairie defeated Lakeside Lutheran 39-20. Onalaska defeated Baraboo on Friday night 51-13. And Wisconsin Dells was victorious 35-9 versus Wautoma. This is Dave Grant with your Max FM Sports Report.
The Brewers do it again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers are divisional champs of the NL Central. Although they lost yesterday 5-1 to the Cards, the Reds swept the Cubs, so Milwaukee, divisional champs for a third year in a row. Manager Pat Murphy.
Well, just this team finds a way. They're resilient, and they're guys that have a special it factor.
NFL, the Packers shocked by the Browns, losing 13-10 on a walk-off field goal by Cleveland. Defensive end Micah Parsons.
Man, it's like a movie sometimes how football works. I just think towards the end of the game, they play better than us, and we got to play all 4 quarters of football.
College football, the Badgers losing at home to Maryland Saturday, 27-10, and now headed into the bye.
We've got a challenge. I felt like the culture of this team and the things that we did in the offseason and in fall camp was something that was a lot stronger than what we have had. We're going to find out how strong it is. That's where we're going to have to go because this thing doesn't get any easier.
That's head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some patchy fog possible early, otherwise more clouds than sun, with a few showers and perhaps a thunderstorm around in the afternoon. High temperatures in the mid-70s. For tonight, an isolated shower or storm this evening, and then some patchy fog possible late with a low near 59. Whole Home Connect, better streaming and internet speeds. Call today to save at 800-217-9129. It's 58 at our studios.
When is the best time to listen to Max FM?
All the time.
All the time.
All the time. Of course, I get paid to say that.
I listen to it all the time.
Maximum hits. 99.7 Max FM.
Sweet dreams of rhythm and dancing. Sweet dreams of passion through the night. Sweet dreams are taking over. Sweet dreams of dancing through the night.
Now
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:37 on Monday morning. Start to get a little bit lighter outside. It is cloudy out there. We'll look at your weather forecast in just a moment. Here is Journey. Who's crying now? Yeah, most Packer fans this morning. Journey on Max FM.
It's been a mystery. Still they try to see why something good can hurt so bad. Caught on a one-way street, the taste of bittersweet. Love will survive somehow, some way. One love feeds the fire, one heart burns desire, one love is crying out. Two hearts born to run, who'll be the lonely one? One love is crying out. So many stormy, so many wrong or rights, neither could change the headstrong ways. And if lovers rage, they turn out.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant on your Monday morning.
It is 6:42. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. They will be open at 7 a.m. for all your coffee and caffeine needs. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast today. We are looking at a slight chance of showers this morning and some slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon heading into this evening with a high of 76. Tonight, shower and thunderstorm chances. Some of those have the possibility of being severe. We are monitoring that system. And obviously, if a warning is issued, we will break in regular programming. Low is 60 tonight. Tomorrow morning, patchy fog to start our day. Mostly cloudy, 74 tomorrow. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 57. On Wednesday, we have a slight chance of showers. Mostly cloudy, a high of 70. Thursday, warming up, partly sunny with the high of 73. Taking a sneak peek into the weekend. Looking at highs in the high 70s, lows in the 50s. Currently 58 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. And we are 17 minutes away from our first key word in our multi-state text-to-win contest. We will be having daily prizes of gold jewelry and $200 cash, and you are entered into our grand prize drawing. You get to see Green Bay taking on Minnesota in November. Yes, you heard me correctly. You're going, Dave, what do I need to do? Make sure you have that free Civic Media app installed and ready to go. Emily and I will be giving out that first keyword a little after 7 o'clock for your chance to win. We are so excited about this. I cannot contain myself. We have so many things going on this week. Of course, Purple Thursday, Hope House Radio Requestathon this Thursday as well. So lots of things happening. We're looking forward to all of it. Emily and I'll talk more all about it at 7:10 this morning. Now, yesterday, if you're a football fan, was kind of a crazy day. Wild ending yesterday's game with the Eagles and Rams in Philly yesterday was one of the other highlights besides the wild ending in Cleveland. The Eagles were down 5 points with less than 2 minutes to go. They scored a touchdown with only 1 minute and 48 seconds left in the game. Well, the Rams got within field goal range and only trailed by one. Here is what happened next.
Joshua Cardi's hit 4 field goals today. His last one was blocked. From 44, Joshua Cardi has it blocked again! This time, Jordan Davis, the big man, looks for the icing on one big cake. Eagles hang on!
So it should be noted, Jordan Davis blocked it, picked the ball up and ran 61 yards for the touchdown. Final score of that game, Eagles 33, Rams 26. Something that's noteworthy, the Eagles had not had 2 blocked field goals in a game in 17 years. Yesterday, they had 2 in a row. We'll get with Chris Hovel at 8:35 to talk more about blocked field goals. But the last time I knew yesterday afternoon, there have been 5 blocked field goals in the NFL. It was a crazy day for that for some reason. And unfortunately, we know how that Packers-Browns game ended. And one of my good friends reminded me, well, at least the Browns are not going to go undefeated this year. I'm like, yeah, thank you for reminding me about that. So, yes, Chris Hovel now be in at 8:35. We're going to talk about what happened in that Packer game. And we're still in shock. We've been talking back and forth this morning, and that's not the game we expected, not even close. And even if the outcome had been different, that was still not the game that we're expecting. So hanging with Hobble and Dave, that's going to be at 8:35 this morning. We're going to break down that Packer game and look at what's next for the Packers after that game. Coming up, we are going to have a look at our community calendar that is brought to you by our good friends from Pizza Ranch of Baraboo. Music by Michael Jackson and Aerosmith. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee.
At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, we serve up more than just food. We serve fun. From our all-you-can-eat buffet with pizza, chicken, and sides, to our Fun Zone arcade, there's something for everyone. And the deals? Oh yeah. Tuesdays are kids' night, Thursdays are wing night, and Monday through Wednesday, swing in between 2 and 4 for our $12.99 buffet. Find us at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo, or call 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, come hungry, leave happy.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. Be sure to tune in on Thursday, September 25th for the Max FM Request-a-thon to benefit Hope House. From 7 a.m. until 4 p.m., Dave Grand and the Max FM team will let you control the airwaves. You'll have the chance to take over the playlist with your own favorite songs or even pull the songs you don't like. Each request will cost $5 to play a dedication request. That'd be $10. And then to boot a song and play your own, it's $25. And all the proceeds will go directly to Hope House. We've got a goal of raising $5,000 for our friends at Hope House this year. And if that goal is raised, the morning show hosts Dave and Emily will dye their hair purple to support Purple Thursday on October 23rd. Once again, all the proceeds will benefit Hope House of South Central Wisconsin, the only provider servicing survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, and human trafficking in Sauk, Columbia, Juneau, Marquette, and Adams counties. To learn more about their mission and also find resources, visit hopehousescw.org. Again, this will be all day on Thursday, 7 a.m. until 4 p.m. Tune into Max FM, play your favorite songs, and help support a great cause. And on Saturday, September 27th, it's a great opportunity to help our veterans with the Ketchum's Got Your Six Help Our Heroes event. It's going to be a 5K run, a one-mile walk fundraiser to provide service dogs for veterans with combat-induced PTSD. Registration begins at 9 a.m. The event starts at 10 a.m. at the Sauk County Fairgrounds. Cost is $25 for walking only. Walking in a t-shirt is $50, and walking with a hoodie would be $75. Ketchum's Got Your Six is a nonprofit organization that helps veterans who are living with combat-induced PTSD. Again, this event goes down on Saturday, September 27th, 9 a.m. registration, 10 a.m. start time. It's at the Sauk County Fairgrounds, a 5K run, one-mile walk fundraiser. Learn more by visiting ketchumsgotyoursix.com. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm.
Oh, turn around. I just saw a garage sale sign. Sound familiar? October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and at Reedsburg Area Medical Center, our sign reads, "Schedule your mammogram." Early detection is the best prevention. You can't bargain or put a price tag on your health. Call Medical Imaging at 768-6229 to schedule your mammogram. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in breast health.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
Your hometown station, Max FM.
Yeah. WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
It's up to you.
is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's been pressuring the Justice Department to bring criminal charges against his political opponents. ABC's Rachel Scott says over the weekend, the president addressed a message on social media to PAM, meaning Attorney General Pam Bondi, in which he wrote, "Something must be done."
Adding, "We can't delay any longer. It's killing our reputation and credibility. Justice must be served now." President Trump calling for cases against Democratic Senator Adam Schiff, former FBI Director James Comey, and New York Attorney General Letitia James.
Today, the president's expected to make an announcement on autism, and the Washington Post is reporting the administration will link Tylenol use in pregnancy to autism. Tylenol's manufacturer says science.